ओम श्री साई राम। माई हम्बल प्रणाम एट द लोटस फिट ऑफ भगवान एंड लविंग साई राम टू ऑल प्रेजेंट हियर। वी फील ब्लेस्ड एंड प्रिविलेज्ड टू बी पार्ट ऑफ प्रति यात्रा सिंस लास्ट मेनी मेनी ईयर्स। ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स, हरियाणा स्टेट इज फेमस फॉर थ्री थिंग्स। First, its soldiers, second, for players, and third one, for simplicity. There is an ancient and common proverb that Deso mein desh Haryana, jit doodh dahi ka khana. It means Haryana people are fond of milk and curd, and it is an essential part of their food in breakfast, lunch and dinner. Swami has great love and affection for the people of Haryana, and it has been mentioned many, many times before. When our former All India President, late brother V. Srinivasan, visited Haryana, then he went to Swami to seek his permission and have a message for the people of Haryana. And Swami always said, go to Haryana and tell the people of the Haryana that Swami blessing is always with them. Swami has visited Haryana in 1972. He addressed the All India Sadhu Sammelan at Kurukshetra. Many saints have been invited by our former Prime Minister, late Sri Guljari Lalji Nanda. And the day when Swami reached Kurukshetra, the crowd was beyond expectation. And according to the one person who has been appointed as caretaker of Swami, he mentioned that when Swami reached Kurukshetra, a flux of the crowd was floating throughout the Kurukshetra city. There was no water, there was no tea, no food. All the arrangement have got spoiled. There was huge crowd, sir, on that day. It was his words. Brothers and sisters, this was the time of 1972 when our technical communication was not so much developed, and Kurukshetra is 2400 kilometers apart from this place, Prashanti Nilayam. What thing worked? It was only and only Krishna of the Bhagwan that worked and attracted the people in lakhs. No organization was working as Satya Sai Seva organization in 1972, and only in 1975 Sri Satya Sai Seva organization Haryana and Chandigarh came in existence with blessing of Bhagwan. And by now we have 140 samitis and bhajan mandalis and 81 adopted villages, slums and SSVIP villages, with a registered strength of more than 10,000 devotees in 14 districts of the state. The organization is doing its work in the big cities like Chandigarh, Mohali and Panchkula, and it is also working in the remote area in the villages of District Rewari and District Sirsa, touching Rajasthan, Delhi on one side, Uttarakhand and UP and Punjab on the another side. By now, with blessing of Swami, since last 2 years, we have been serving here for full 15 days, as our state president mentioned yesterday. And by now, more than 950 ladies and more than 1,000 Jain Sevadal is serving here at Prashanti Nilayam till 15 August 2017. It was his blessings. In our local language, in Haryanvi, we termed Baba as an address to our grandfather or great-grandfather. When we asked our people that we have to go to Prashanti Nilayam to do seva, they always have the same feeling as if they are going to serve at the house of their grandfather or great-grandfather. That spirit works. Brothers and sisters, our youths are doing very enthusiastically in the state, and last month they have organized a Srimad Bhagavat Katha Saptah, and an ardent devotee of Bhagwan, Sri Rituraj Ji Maharaj, did Prayana for 1 week of Srimad Bhagavat Gita. Thousands of the people throughout the states and many elite citizens also participated in this event, and on the last day we have organized a mass marriage function in which 3 couples get wedded, and one of them, the wife is deaf and dumb and husband is physically challenged. The organization provided all the essential items needed for the household, and they feel blessed nowadays and are living their married life very happily. Swami, we are playing very small role in your big mission. Still, we pray you to keep your hand on our head and guide us, guard us, so that we can move on this path of spirituality very smoothly. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Reverential pranams at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Sai Ma. Swami, with your grace, Sai youth from the state of Haryana and Chandigarh is presenting a play before you titled Sai the Compassionate Mother. Swami, you have touched the hearts of millions and millions of people all around the globe. If someone received your grace through water projects, others have received the grace through super specialties hospitals without paying any fees. Others have received your grace through free education provided by educational institutes established by you. Many others have received the grace of darshanam, sambhashanam and sparshanam. Not to forget those who received your ashirvads sitting at far-flung areas in their homes. Dearest Swami, the central idea of today's play is inspired from a true story of an ordinary youth from Haryana whose life was touched by Swami's divine play. With loving pranams and heartfelt gratitude, we surrender this performance at your divine lotus feet, Swami.
जैसी माँ मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ, ओ, 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 आ, 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 मैं अपना लक्ष्य छोड़ दूँ, हर एक रिश्ता तोड़ दूँ, मैं अपना लक्ष्य छोड़ दूँ, हर एक रिश्ता तोड़ दूँ, तू जो कहे माँ दुनिया क्या है, मैं तो जान भी छोड़ दूँ, तू जो कहे माँ दुनिया क्या है, मैं तो जान भी छोड़ दूँ, गीता और कुरान जैसी माँ, मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ, पूछो ना कैसी है साईं माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ।
ब्रदर संजय, द भजन यू जस्ट sang वॉज सो हार्ट रेंडिंग, वी वंडर from where do you get such beautiful bhajans?
Every time you come, you tell us stories of different avatars. Last time, you told us about Lord Ram. What story do you have for us today?
Last time, it was Lord Ram, the avatar of Treta Yuga. Today, I'm going to tell you about the Kali Yuga avatar, Sai Ram. This is the life story of a young boy named Amrit from a small town who experienced a miracle of our beloved mother Sai. He deeply loved his parents and was an obedient son and had a burning desire to provide his parents all the comforts of life by driving a private taxi. Before he could take a step in realizing his dream, his life was ripped apart by an incident which proved to be a turning point in his life. Let me take you to the start of the story.
Son, why are you so quiet and withdrawn? You seem disturbed and sad.
Is there something weighing on your mind? Tell us, son, what bothers you?
Dear mother, I feel pain to see your burden. My mind is not at peace when I see you struggling in your old age. You should be resting, and I should be the one shouldering the burden of family. Despite your poor health, you have to work so hard. And for what? Just for a few rupees?
My dear child, it is the responsibility of all parents to look after their children. We are just doing our duty.
Ma, Bauji, I know you are doing your duty, but what about my duty? I know the kind of hardships you are going through. In the bitter cold of winter, when we are all asleep, you both get up so early and leave for work. Years have passed by since I have seen you wear new clothes. But now, I promise you that soon I'll earn so much money that you will not have to work anymore and will live a life of comfort.
It is the grace of God that we have been blessed with such a devoted son. In this age, when parents are forgotten and left at old age homes, you bear so much love for us and hold such virtuous thoughts. It is my belief that God will bless you with all success in life.
Amrit, Dear Amrit, how are you? Namaskar, brother.
Gurmukh, what brings you here?
Brother, I have heard of a Mahatma who is here these days. I thought of having his darshans and wanted to take Amrit with me so that he too can receive his blessings.
Of course. Please take him along.
Amrit is eager to meet the Mahatma, for he is hoping that the Mahatma's darshanam, sparshanam and sambhashanam will bring a positive change in his life. Next morning, Amrit and his uncle leave for the Mahatma's darshan. Let us see what the Mahatma has to say.
Who is this young boy?
Maharaj, he is my nephew.
Ayushman Bhava son.
Maharaj, these days he remains quite depressed as he feels helpless in sharing his family responsibilities. Please bestow your blessings on him.
I see much pain and suffering in your future, which you must bear with fortitude. Because of your past birth karmas, you are leading such a distressed life, and you have to suffer their consequences for some more time. But since you love your parents so deeply and worship them as God, the grace of the Lord will be upon you.
After the darshan, Amrit and his uncle are driving back home and are discussing the Mahatma's words.
Uncle! Uncle, are you hurt?
No. I think I am fine. But what about you?
I have only a few bruises on my left shoulder. But I don't think it is serious.
Though, on the surface, there was a small mark and a little pain. Internally, the injury had obstructed the main blood vessel that supplies blood from the heart to the left arm. But Amrit, being unaware of this fact, thinks that he is fine. But he does not know that this accident was a start of a dark period of which the Mahatma prophesied. 2 years later, while playing an instrument in a Haryanvi Ragini concert, what followed? Let us see.
What happened, brother? My left arm is withering.
and I'm not able to hold anything. I'm feeling as if my nerves have constricted.
Don't worry, Amrit. It must be a sprain. Let me have a look. We will get you checked by some doctor. Meanwhile, have this painkiller. It will provide you some relief.
That whole night, Amrit could not sleep due to the severe pain in his shoulder. The obstruction had actually resulted in permanent injury to the nerves, resulting in the formation of a serious lump under his collarbone. Seeing his miserable condition, next day, the family visits a private doctor.
Doctor Sir, Doctor Sir, please help us.
Relax, relax. Yes, are you the patient?
No, sir. He's outside.
So, what are you doing here, wasting my time? Call the patient quickly. Yes, what is the problem? Come here.
Sir, my left shoulder is paining. Doctor, sir. Doctor, sir.
What are you doing? What is so painful? It's just a small lump. Oh, so my worst fear has come true. I am sorry to say that you are into a serious problem. You are suffering from TB.
TB? Do you mean tuberculosis?
Yes, tuberculosis.
Sir, will I be cured?
Yes, you will be. I am writing the medication. Take it from our store. It's a bit expensive. If these medicines don't work, then we will have to go for operation. So, Dr. Bhaskar, what were you saying? You may go now.
Dr. Kambuz, you did not perform any test on him and you diagnosed that he has TB? How are you so sure?
My dear friend, I have 15 years of experience. I can diagnose a patient just by looking at him. Moreover, there are so many patients waiting outside. And if I start giving so much time to just one, then how will I see the others?
But remember that when we became doctor, we had taken a pledge.
Dr. Bhaskar, one has to be like Dr. Kamboj in this fast-paced world. With such stiff competition, we have to look at all patients. Otherwise, how will we become rich and famous? After taking the prescribed medication for 1 month, Amrit did not feel that his condition has improved. So, the family thought of taking a second opinion. The second doctor outrightly rejected the diagnosis of the private hospital and confirmed that it was an internal injury and the lump has to be operated. But, to the utter dismay of Amrit, after the few days of operation, the lump reappeared. Thereafter, the family visits a reputed hospital in New Delhi.
Doctor Saab, should I send the patients in? Reports, please.
Oh, there was no need for these tests. Unfortunately, the other doctors have misled you. I think they just wanted to make money. Don't worry, there is nothing serious. Your son's right artery is blocked, which has resulted in an aneurysm under his left collarbone.
Sir, we do not understand these big medical terms. Please assure us that my son will be completely cured.
Yes, yes. He will be fine. He is in my hands now. The cure of this injury is angioplasty surgery, which is a little bit expensive.
What will be the cost, doctor?
Just 1.5 lakhs. It can even exceed this. Please arrange the money at the earliest so that we can start the operation. You may discuss with your family now.
Bauji, please don't even think of this surgery. Remember? The other doctors also said the same thing, that I'll be cured. I think I can never be cured now. Like the other doctors, this doctor is only after money. From where will you get so much money? And that too for this hand? This hand that has never earned a rupee for you. And you want to spend lakhs for it?
Son, you are the only treasure that we have. Without you, we are nothing. And I will do anything to see you healthy.
Though the financial situation in Amrit's home was discouraging, still, the family arranged for the money and got the operation performed. But after some time, the stent got blocked. The doctors asked for another 10,000 rupees to open the stent. At this point of time, Amrit lost all hope and refused to undergo any further treatment. On hearing about his problem, some of his friends came to inquire about his health.
Sai Ram, Amrit.
Sai Ram.
Brother, why are you losing your heart?
As you know, I had a desire to own a taxi and give all the comforts to my parents. But this disease has shattered all my dreams. The tears in my eyes are because, instead of becoming a support in their old age, I have become a liability.
Amrit, it's not too late yet. We believe that soon you will recover and fulfill all your dreams.
No. All the doors of my recovery are closed. I can't even see a ray of hope. Every doctor and every hospital has been commercialized. And the treatment for us poor people has almost become impossible. My parents took loans, borrowed from relatives, and even mortgaged the house for my operation. And now these doctors demand another 10,000 rupees. I will not let this happen. I prefer to die rather than putting my parents in more debt.
Have faith in God, Amrit. Have faith in God.
God, God, God! Where is God? Money is the only God these days. My parents are strong believers of God. And what have they received in return for their devotion? Poverty, debt, and a son like me who has added to their misery.
Amrit, I can very well understand your state of mind. Anyone under these circumstances will lose hope. But this does not mean there is no God. Remember, even if all your dreams are shattered, if all doors are closed for you, if no one comes for your rescue, even then, have no doubt that God exists. This is all I can say, brother. We'll pray for your speedy recovery. We'll take your leave now. Sai Ram.
Yes, they were right. How could I become so selfish in my pain and forget what my parents would do without me? Oh God, if you exist, you will have to cure me so that I can serve my parents. Serve my parents. Serve my parents.
Ah, 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 ah. प्रभु मेरा, मैं दुखिया दर्द का मारा, कोई नहीं है मेरा, दुख दूर करो प्रभु मेरा। ये जीवन है झूठ का
Brother Amrit, God has answered your prayer. You come with me as I am going to visit Prashanti. I will even get you checked up at Bhagwan's hospital.
But you very well know the situation of our home. Where is the money for the treatment?
Money? Money for what? Treatment at Bhagwan's hospital is completely free of cost. Amrit, you come along with me and see the power of love. And it is my faith that you will be cured there.
Though Amrit was at first reluctant, but the immense faith forced him to change his decision. Reaching the hospital, he was astonished to see the grandeur and magnificence of the hospital, but was apprehensive of the promise to be treated free of cost.
Sai Ram doctors?
Sai Ram, please come in. Please have a seat.
Can I please see your reports?
My dear, you seem to be nervous and worried. Can I ask you the reason?
Doctor, my experience with previous hospitals has been bad. Though I have been told that the treatment in this hospital is free of cost, but how can such a big hospital operate without any fees? Please let me know if there are any hidden charges, because I can pay nothing.
Amrit, I understand why you say that, but it's a fact that there are no hidden charges here. In this era of commercialization of medicine, when people find it impossible to bear the burden of medical expenditures, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences stands as a shining example of selfless service.
The only currency that exchange hands is pure love. In fact, should the need arise, we even pay for the travel fare.
I think it is true, because I found everyone so loving and caring. Everything here is so serene and peaceful. But Dr. Saab, please don't mind. But the past treatments have left a doubt in my mind if my hand will work as before.
Dear Amrit, he who manifests as permeating throughout the universe, he who exists as the support of multitudes of devotees, he who has power to grant liberation and protection, that dweller of Parthi, why won't he hold you in his arms? Let me share something personal with you. Before coming here, I was associated with one of the biggest hospitals of the world, having the latest techniques and the best surgical equipment. But even despite everything, there used to be a time when I become helpless beyond a certain point in treating the patients. But here, there is no word called helplessness, because even if all doors close and all hopes remain shattered, even then we still have faith that Bhagwan Baba will come in any form to save his beloved ones.
I had not dreamt in my whole life that such a place can exist on this earth. And after my past experiences, I had lost all hope that goodness still exists. Truly, the force behind such an extraordinary mission must be extraordinary. Please tell me something about Sri Satya Sai Baba.
Tell you about Bhagwan Baba? My dear, you are asking me to put in words something which is beyond description, binding something which is boundless. You are asking me to measure the ocean of love and compassion called Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. All that we can say about him is
Brahmanandam Paramasukhadam Kevalam Jnanamurtim Vandvatitam Gaganasadrisham Tattvamasyadilaksham. Ekam nityam vimalamachalam sarvadi sakshi bhutam.
Dear Amrit, please have patience and faith in him. Swami says that he has personal relation with his devotees. I am sure that considering your noble qualities, he will reveal himself to you whenever you are ready. Now, you take rest, as tomorrow we will operate on you.
Swami!
Sairam brother, what happened? Are you fine?
I saw Swami in my dream.
Swami? In your dream?
What I saw was really unusual. I saw that I was lying in the operation theater and my body has turned blue. Then suddenly, Swami enters the room and with a wave of hand starts showering vibhuti on my body. Thereafter, my body regains normal color and health. Then Swami said, "Today I have cleansed you of all your past karmas. I have done this because of your love and devotion towards your parents. I'll always protect you. Have faith in me. And always remember, Malik thaka dega, lekin girayega nahi."
You are very fortunate that Swami blessed you in your dream. Be rest assured, you will be absolutely fine now.
Brother, what happened next? Was he operated upon?
Of course he was operated upon. And now, he is driving a taxi and making an honest living. His dream of serving his parents has come true because of the grace of Bhagavan Baba.
Do you mean he was fully cured of that complex disease? Has he fully recovered?
Undoubtedly he was cured and is now in perfect health. Not only that, he now lives his life following Bhagavan's principle of love all and serve all. Do you need more proof? Look, there comes Amrit, not only fully cured, but now serving others with love and devotion. Dear Amrit, I was just telling them about our Lord and thought of narrating your story as an example of his boundless love for humanity. Brother, please tell us how this whole experience has transformed your life and what do you have to say about our beloved Lord?
About Swami? When I was left to die, it was Swami who held my hand and saved me. What were my qualifications? What punya karma had I done? None. It was all His grace that today, not only I am living a healthy life, but also fulfilling my dream. Truly, His love has no boundaries. O Bhagawan, O Deena Bandhu, how fortunate are we that we share the same land on which you, the Lord of Lords, have incarnated.
How blessed are we that you have given us the opportunity to sing your glory in your divine presence.
How privileged are we that you, as our divine mentor, is guiding us through the ocean of samsara. Sai Ma, we pray to you that you always keep us at your divine lotus feet, because we are not strong enough to hold on to you. It is you who has to keep us under your divine protection. Bhagwan, please bless us all.
सेहत या बीमार हो, गरीब या माला माल हो, पुराना है खुदा, हर पल तेरा शुक्राना,
Jai janani ma, Sai janani ma.
Thank you. Ramam bhajo,
Ramam bhajo, Raghu Ramam bhajo,
Ramam bhajo, Raghu Ramam bhajo,
Ramam bhajo, Raghu Ramam bhajo,
Raghu kul tilakam.
Nandana Ramam Bhajo,
Dasharatha Nandana Ramam Bhajo,
Dasharatha Nandana
Satya Sai Hare Bhakta Jana Sandha रक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक प्रति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरि शशि वदना शीतला सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आश्रित कल पल भीता आश्रित कल पल
Shut up.